The courtroom feels refrigerated, the kind of cold that dries your eyes. You sit alone at the prosecution table, listening to the faint hum of the vents while the jury deliberates. Leo is on trial for a string of arsons. The last fire turned fatal. If the evidence holds, he is going away for a long time. If it does not, he could be out on the street. You flip through the file one last time. A glossy crime scene photo slides back into its folder, and a yellow carbon copy clings to the back like it does not want to let go. It is the evidence log for the primary accelerant. Time of seizure, 11:15 p.m. Your stomach tightens. You check the search warrant again. Judge's signature, 11:45 p.m. The officers searched Leo's shed before they had a signed warrant. The defense never caught it. If you disclose the timing, the judge is likely to suppress the accelerant and a key pillar of your case collapses. Leo could walk free, with every reason to believe he can burn again. If you say nothing, a constitutional violation stays buried, and you secure a conviction on evidence you now suspect should never have been admitted. The heavy wooden doors swing open with a thud. The bailiff steps out. Jury has a verdict. The judge looks straight at you. You have to stand and you have to decide, right now. What's your call?